He said, as you said in the introduction, there was a firefight and Obama was and bin Laden was killed in it. That's to cover the idea that it was an out and out murder. And he said also in the fight, he also said that a treasure trove of material was recovered. We have yet to see it. And I raise a lot of questions about what was covered, what was collected. At one point, the SEALs were said to have taken 15 computers out of there. But if you read everything that was written, it also was written and said many times there was no internet connection in Abbottabad. There was no sign of any operational capability of bin Laden at all. And one of the problems with the protecting the walk-in, when you had to protect the walk-in, one of the reasons you didn't want to talk about a walk-in was you don't do that. And so we had
You mean the guy who revealed to the U.S. walking into the U.S. embassy?
Yeah, they call him a walk-in. And the president actually said in his speech, we had a lead in August of 2010, which really for a lot of people in the intelligence community, that was too close to the mark. A lead means something specific happened then. And that's when the walk-in went to see a guy named Jonathan Banks, the station chief, a very competent guy from everything I hear, the station chief for the CIA in Islamabad. We had a call in lie detector to people from Washington, had a fly in to debrief the guy and conclude he was telling the truth. It was a big piece of evidence. Anyway, but you have to get around that story. So you create the courier story that the CIA with brilliant work and initially they wanted to say through enhanced interrogation, found out about a courier who led him to bin Laden. That is really an outrageous story. And they sold it to a movie called
Zero Dark Thirty.
That was the thesis of the movie that also included the torture element. Absolutely not so.